All right, so Michelle from Hamden was going to do the board today, and then 2 minutes before, she bails.
Oh.
So, thanks.
Thanks, Michelle.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good. All right.
She'd never do that.
It was a stupid list anyway. I'm looking at this thing. I'm like, she must have woke up, looked at it, and said, ooh, I feel sick.
That's what did it.
All right, what we're going to do, because I just wrote this out during the break with 2 minutes. Thank you, Michelle. Sticking your finger in some otter's mouth yesterday in a video.
Right.
That's what probably made you sick.
Otteritis.
Did she really?
Yeah. She's at some like animal rehab, right? She was, Ruth, help me out here.
Yeah, she sent me a video playing with baby otters. It was adorable.
Adorable.
Otter rehab? What are they drinking?
Otters on drugs.
All right. You know, the least you could do, Michelle, is call and apologize. She said she's wheezing.
That'd be awesome.
All right, call and I want to hear the wheeze.
Right. Come on, where's the wheeze?
If you call and wheeze, I will apologize to you.
Right. Okay, so apology
wheeze.
Right.
No wheeze.
Right.
No, nothing.
Right.
All right. Top things that are uniquely American. 877-764-2535. Pollingford.
Morning, guys. Happy Monday.
Morning.
Yes.
And I'm going to say the American flag, red, white, and blue.
That's kind of a given.
Yeah. Besides that.
Yeah. Besides an American flag.
Right.
Baseball.
There you go.
Baseball is on the board.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Baseball.
We're waiting for a sound effect. Come on, Ruth.
Very, very American.
I'm hitting it.
Ruth. I don't hear it.
The Yankees winners.
There we go.
It's not feeling right.
Yeah, right. The sound effects are wheezing.
The computer has asthma.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you. Yeah, so we got baseball. Hungry Man?
Hey, I was originally going to do the picnic thing, but I think this might qualify for both. How about the All-American hot dogs?
There you go.
Hot dogs.
Is that from Germany? Frankfurters?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, not on the board.
We cook them here.
I was going to say, yeah, that's on the board until AJ said it's Germany. Frankfurters. I'm like, yeah, that's right. We've taken it over.
Let's go with salami. Right.
Fish nipples.
Good morning, y'all.
Come on.
There it is. How about apple pie?
Apple pie is number one on the board.
Merca.
Completely. Merca. Uniquely American.
Merca.
Nice.
There's nothing like hot apple pie.
Yes.
With some ice cream on the side.
Oh, yeah. Or some Cool Whip.
Maybe both.
Cool Whip. Yes.
Hot apple pie.
Pile of mood.
That is heaven.
Heaven.
Mike.
I don't know if it's going to be on your list because you're picking items, but I just love the American freedom that we enjoy, just the freedom of being an American.
Well, if we did this list 20 years ago, I would say it's on the board.
Right. I saw a box now that said new
but
freedom.
But with these speed cameras and their constant pickpocketing of us and all of the rules and regulations, I say we just missed the board. You know what, though?
That's probably true. Thank you.
I appreciate that. You know what?
Oh.
Maybe
somebody in Wyoming.
Hold the thought. Hold the thought.
Yeah.
With veterans listening who have sacrificed time with their families, some sacrificed all, we have to put it on the board.
Yes.
It has to be on the board.
Absolutely.
Even though it's not what it was.
Right.
It's not their fault. They fought for freedom.
It's still kind of there.
We have freedom.
Yes.
Still kind of there.
Right.
It is on the board. And it's the top things that are uniquely American. And we got freedom, baseball, and apple pie. Really the big three.
It's like a Chevrolet commercial.
That's right. Emma.
Good morning.
Good morning, Emma.
I am going to say, how about American football?
Ah, the real football.
Not on the board.
Ooh.
Our football is stupid because we call it football and you're basically playing with your hands the whole time.
Right.
That's why I believe we have the punter because we're like, we got to have something that involves a foot
right.
on the ball.
The ball and the foot got to connect at some point. At some point.
Right. Kickers.
Right. Yeah. We're calling it football. There has to be a foot on a ball somewhere in this game.
Don't want to call it handball. It's a different game.
Calling that sport football is dumb, but whatever the shape of that thing is, calling that a ball, yeah. that's also dumb.
That's also dumb.
That's Stewie's head Family Guy.
You're throwing a soft serve. That's what that is.
It's not really blood, huh?
All right. Thank you, Emma. Steve in Middletown.
Hey, Chaz and AJ, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good, thank you.
We are fine.
Yeah, let me guess French fries.
French fries.
Ah, French fries.
Are those from France?
With the word French in it.
Right. like French dressing.
There.
Like French dressing, for example, yeah.
All right.
Well, deep frying.
French fries. Or, deep frying everything.
Deep frying.
Twinkies, Oreos, butter,
you know,
ice cream.
If you want to say deep fry, we're going to say deep frying everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's on the board.
Yeah. Deep frying everything, fine. French fries apparently came from like France and Belgium.
Belgium.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just didn't want to call it American if it says French fries.
Right.
It's called French fries, yeah.
Home fries.
But, yeah. All right, we got it.
Okay.
Deep frying butter.
Yeah, so deep frying.
Yes, deep frying.
All right, we're doing things that are uniquely American. Chaz and AJ in the morning. Gerald, East Haven.
Good morning, guys. Great show.
Good morning, brother.
Thank you. Gerald?
What was your guess?
Gerald?
Good morning, guys. Great show. How about pizza?
Pizza. Isn't that Italian?
Pizza, not on the board. We love it here.
We love pizza.
We've perfected it.
Yes.
We took it to another level.
We did.
But it's not from here.
No.
Thank you.
It is not.
Thank you, Gerald.
Good morning. Great show.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too, Gerald. Thank you. Report from Afghanistan. It's Gerald.
By the way, this is what we identified so far on the board. Things uniquely American. Freedom, baseball, apple pie, deep frying everything.
Right.
And speaking of that, back from a heart attack, it's Todd Zilla.
Wow.
What's up, guys? Good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
Morning.
All right, I got this one. How about Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving.
Yep. Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That is uniquely American. On the board.
Yay.
Couple.
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Okay.
Maybe Franco-Americans.
Right. Really good to hear you.
SpaghettiOs, maybe. Italy's like, we don't want that one. That's yours, man.
It's such a fun word. Yeah. Spaghetti. Spaghetti.
Also, when you just throw it out there in a moment of silence, you realize how funny it is.
Maybe it's Tourette's. I mentioned food.
Anytime there's awkward silence today, someone should just say spaghetti.
Spaghetti. Okay.
Lenny in the dump truck.
Morning, everybody.
Hey.
Morning, Lenny.
I'm going to say fight at the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru.
That is uniquely American.
Wow. Yeah. Fast food smackdowns.
Right. Fast food range.
Yeah, that's on the board.
Why not? Sure.
Of course it is.
We own this ass. There she is right now. So
all
happy.
Right,
so
thank
happy.
You. All right, we're doing things that are uniquely American. Bill.
Good morning. I just want to give everybody a quick shout-out. Route 9 is pretty foggy. Be careful.
Gotcha.
So,
okay.
Uniquely American, it's got to be corn on the cob.
You know, I don't eat corn on the cob, so I didn't put it on the board.
Although, but every state fair has them. You get those big,
I think he's right.
Corn on the cobs, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's uniquely American.
The Indians taught us how to make it.
Grow it and prepare it.
Yeah. So I'm guessing it is.
And you can deep fry it,
right? You can deep fry it.
It's not on the board.
Yeah. You have to
because I don't eat it. I don't like what it does. I don't like what it does between my teeth.
The fuzzy teeth food. Yeah.
If Chaz is not eating it, it ain't on the board. But you guys have a good day.
Right.
All right.
Thank you.
He knows the rules. Okay, good.
He knows the rules.
He knows the rules. Good.
Dr. Pickles.
Morning, guys.
Hi.
What are you a doctor of exactly?
Pickles.
Pickles, yeah. I told you.
An actual doc, but
I'm going to go with parents. American entitlement.
And you put the word American from entitlement. Now you say no.
Yeah. Not on the board. Right. We all acknowledge it, but it's not something we want to post as something we're proud of.
Makes my teeth fuzzy.
But I can't say you're wrong.
No.
All right, one more, then we wrap it up. Dave in Waterbury.
Hi, I was going to say fireworks.
Yeah, China made those.
China. Again, it's one of those things that we
kind of
we licked the handle on it.
Right.
Now we're like, this is ours.
Right, made a claim to it, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, very true. Well, I know it's against the rules, but can I try one more?
No, thank you. but thank you, Dave.
Save big on your next project at Menards. Check out our huge selection of Richmond water heaters. Whether it's electric or gas, tank or tankless, Menards has what you need in stock. Ensure that you have hot water for when you need it most with a new Richmond water heater from Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.